Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Today I am sitting outside the fabulous cafe, Cafe Nado, here in Częstochowa. You know, typically you wouldn't associate Poland with having great, great coffee, but the fact of the matter is they do. Before moving here, I associated coffee with Spain, Italy, France, maybe South America. But wow, living in this country, you can find good coffee all over the place. And I was shocked when moving here how particular people are about the kind of coffee they drink. If they get bad coffee, they're in a really bad mood. They're demanding about the coffee they drink here. And in terms of Poles being picky about coffee, a few years ago I invited my friend Michał and his girlfriend Dagmara from Warsaw to visit us in Tennessee. We had a kayaking trip, we were going to go down the river there, and we were in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee. We found a little store, everybody was thirsty, and Dagmara, Miss Princess from Warsaw, walks in and she says, "Excuse me, sir, do you have coffee?" And the man behind the counter, "Yes, of course we've got coffee." She said, "Okay, I'll take a double espresso." And the man held up what looked like a dirty old coffee pot, and he said, "This is the only coffee we got here." I just can't express the look on Dagmara's face at that very moment. You know, that is a big part of America, those coffee pots, and I'll get more into that in a second. You know, I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to teach a lot of businessmen who travel from Poland back to the US. And you know, obviously I'm very curious. I asked them, "What did you find amusing about America? What did you like?" And one of the things that they kind of laugh at is the fact that we have coffee in these coffee pots. They go to restaurants like International House of Pancakes or Denny's or Waffle House, and you know, the waitress just keeps pouring that coffee, keeps filling it up. Here in Poland, you have to order a coffee one at a time, coffee by coffee. I have yet to find a restaurant that serves free refills for coffee. So this is something that really amuses them. They find that funny. Here in Częstochowa, there's unfortunately no Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts in sight. But instead, we've got three avenues of coffee shop after coffee shop. And in all my years here, I've obviously tried every single one. And I have to emphasize again that the best two are Cafe Nado and Cafe del Corso. And I'll put, again, information below for that. And you know, there's even coffee available. People have become very creative. There's a guy with a bike and he's got like a coffee brewer and everything, all of his equipment attached to the bicycle. He parks it along the avenue and he's just got a queue, a long line of people buying coffee from him every day. So that's kind of interesting. And you know, there's even good coffee here in Poland in the gas stations. Polish people out there, you're gonna kill me for saying this, but this is the truth. There is a gas station here in Częstochowa called Statoil. Statoil recently changed to Circle K. But I think that their coffee is some of the best as well. I love coffee even from that gas station. 10 zloty is about $2.50. You can get a nice big cup of coffee on the road. Delicious, just excellent. Now in Poland, in every home, in every apartment, if you're a guest, you're going to have a variety of coffee to choose from. In my experience, I've seen three main ways that somebody will offer you coffee. Obviously, the first way is to have instant coffee, not my favorite. You've got espresso and cappuccino machines pretty much in every home. They can serve it that way. But my favorite way, and the way, if I have this option, I always go with it, is this personal brewer apparatus. I'm sure there's a formal name for it. I don't know what it is. I know what it is in Polish, but the English is lacking. Anyway, this kind of device here on the table, you put your coffee down first, you pour your hot water in, and you use this filter kind of device to press it down. Hold it down this way, wait a few minutes, and your coffee is fresh and ready to go. If my host says something like this, I'm a very happy camper. I love this kind of fresh brewed coffee in this style. So in conclusion, if you're a coffee lover, Poland is not gonna let you down. And I personally am blessed to have 8 hours of English lessons in fine cafes like this one, Cafe Nado. Also, the owner of this cafe is my student, so I get coffee on the house during the lesson. So if you're ever in Częstochowa, if you're ever in Poland, you're not gonna have a hard time finding great coffee. I recommend coming here. Thank you for watching this episode. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. And I invite you for the upcoming episodes. Thank you.